Hilberry?
Hilberry. So as we said a few minutes ago, Hilberry starts tomorrow at the farm in Eureka Springs. Tomorrow night, a special jam session will feature several roots and bluegrass musicians from throughout Northwest Arkansas.
A super group.
Super group.
A supergrass group.
I mean,
group.
We're talking about more than a dozen musicians on stage. Yesterday, some of those musicians stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to give us a little bit of preview about what is being called the Shindig Music Hilberry Harvest Orchestra Jam.
I like it.
It's a mouthful, but it's really cool. Those musicians included Tom Anderson, Alan Swearingen, Opal Agafia, Michael Scambry, Chris Crovella, Patty Steele, and John Henry Holthus. That was Tom Anderson, Opal Agafia, Michael Scambry, Alan Swearingen, Chris Crovella, Patty Steele, and John Henry Holthus performing Leroy's Dust Bowl Blues inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. They'll be part of the Shindig Music Hilberry Harvest Orchestra Jam tomorrow night at the Hilberry Festival in Eureka Springs. We'll hear more from the group in a few minutes, but also yesterday morning, I spoke with Crystal Kirkendall and Robert Locke of ShindigMusic.net, which helped organize the special jam session. I asked them how the idea for the Harvest Orchestra Jam came about.
At Homegrown Festival, Shindig Music had a sort of unofficial jam every night.
Yeah, it was basically just like, you know, the old midnight ramble. We just invited, you know, the squashers and said, tell everybody else to come to our tent at midnight and let's see what happens. And it turned into like a 12-hour jam every night. So
it was amazing. And Kim Smates is one of our team members, and she organized the whole thing, and it was just fabulous. And everyone talked about it so much and loved it. And it was a lot of interplay between the musicians and just amazing talent all in one place. And it was palpable magic. And I wanted to do something like that for Hilberry, which in my opinion, is one of the best bluegrass and jamgrass lineups in the country. I'm a big festival fan and a huge bluegrass fan, and this definitely is the best lineup for the money. And so I wanted the Shindig Music to be involved in some way and do something a little different and bring together all the great musicians that we have up here in the Ozarks. And so I'm really excited about it. It came together a lot more easily than I thought. And I guess it helped having the homegrown cooler talk jam sessions. I guess everybody was talking about that. And so I pitched it to everybody, and they loved the idea. And Michael Scambry from Red Oak Rose and Opal Agafi and the Sweet Nothings, he's formerly from Mountain Sprout. He and Alan Swearingen of Foley's Van are going to head it up and sort of be the orchestra conductors, if you will. And we just sat down and put together a list of a bunch of musicians on different instruments that we like and respect and know that, you know, they can hang with anything.
That was Crystal Kirkendall and Robert Locke of ShindigMusic.net, which is organizing the Shindig Music Hillberry Harvest Orchestra Jam. While several of the musicians involved were in the studio yesterday, I asked them why they agreed to perform during a jam session with more than a dozen musicians, where anything can happen.
For me, it was a lot of things. Yeah, I knew it was going to be a blast. I knew with the musicians in this region, I could easily put something together that would be awesome. But also, it's just an opportunity. You know, musicians are always looking for opportunities to stay relevant and keep your name out there. And this is a big festival, and we know that we're going to be playing in front of a lot of people on Thursday night. So, yeah, it's just anytime you have the chance to get exposure, I think, is something to take advantage of for sure.
And also to get exposure in a way that brings everybody together and see what the local talent, because there's a lot of national acts on the bill, and it's a really good night to like spotlight local thriving artists in our area, and it's really good.
And give some of
and
us
it's
chance
fun.
For these jammers.
Yeah, not to mention I always learn, I get way better every time I do a jam or do something that's involved with this, where I get to hear everybody who brings a different song to the table. I go home with so much more knowledge and just learning.
I'm here because Michael asked me.
That's good enough reason.
I think this area actually has a lot of I don't know how to say it, you know, unexploited talent, really. This is almost the next Nashville, really. I mean, we've got Henry moved here from Kansas. I'm from Fort Smith originally, and I know Chris is as well.
I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, Patty's from Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah, and
I'm Arkansan.
Tom?
I'm Iowa born.
Yeah.
So Iowa.
Yeah. I know we have a lot of people moving here as well to just, like, get in on the scene. It's really a growing effort with everyone.
That was Tom Anderson, Alan Swearingen, Opal Agafia, Michael Scambry, Chris Crovella, Patty Steele, and John Henry Holthus talking with me yesterday inside the Firman Garner Performance Studio about the Hillberry Harvest Orchestra Jam Session that will take place tomorrow night at the Hillberry Festival on the farm near Eureka Springs. While they were in the studio, they performed several songs, including the classic Walkin' the Dog.
She can't, so walk in the dog. Just walk in the dog. If you don't know how you do it, I'll show you how to walk a dog. Come on now.
That was Patty Steele, Chris Crovella, Alan Swearingen, John Henry Holtus, and Tom Anderson performing yesterday inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. They'll perform tomorrow evening as part of the Hillbury Harvest Orchestra Jam that takes place during the Hillbury Music Festival. You can find out more about the festival at hillburyfestival.com, and you can find out more about the Shindig Music Hillbury Harvest Orchestra Jam at shindigmusic.net.